Appendix A, Brigade Sustainment Rehearsal. The Brigade Combat Team Sustainment Rehearsal ensures the synchronization of sustainment efforts before, during, and after combat operations. It also validates the who, what, when, where, and how of support. The sustainment rehearsal usually occurs after the combined arms and FSC rehearsals and should not last more than 90 minutes. FM3-90.6. The sustainment rehearsal is where key sustainment actions are practiced. It allows participants to translate the tactical plan into visual impressions that leave a lasting mental picture of the sequence of key sustainment actions. Support and services to maneuver cannot be assumed as automatic. It must be carefully planned and thoroughly rehearsed. The sustainment rehearsal validates the synchronization of tactical sustaining operations and should clearly demonstrate that the support plan integrates the basic logistics tenets of anticipation, integration, continuity, responsiveness, and improvisation, and provides visual acuity to the events and triggers that reflect change on the battlefield. Similar to the combined arms rehearsal, CAR, the sustainment rehearsal requires the participation of subordinate units, ensures their plans and activities are synchronized, and validates these plans achieve the intent of the commander. Conversely, this rehearsal is unique in terms of direction, attendees, response sequence, and actions taken. Essentially, it is a technical rehearsal, which encompasses services, support, and operational maneuver events, and ensures their integration are seamless and work to achieve the commander's desired end state. Sequence of events. Introduction, overview. The Brigade Executive Officer, XO, directs the rehearsal, conducts roll call, and begins the sustainment rehearsal by discussing the ground rules on how the rehearsal will be conducted, by task force, by phase, by topic, etc. The Brigade Support Battalion, BSB Commander, gives opening remarks and covers commander's intent, priority of support, and priority of maintenance. The XO, or S3, orients everyone to the terrain model, showing keynotes like objectives, named areas of interest, NAIs, phase lines, PLs, etc., as well as the task organization and concept of operation for each battle phase. The S2 briefs the enemy composition and disposition and most likely course of action, COA, for each battle phase, focused on the threat to sustainment forces. The S2 also covers the status of main supply routes, MSRs, and alternate supply routes, ASRs. Sustainment phase. The S4, who works with the BSB Support Operations Officer, SPO, to organize the rehearsal and ensures all critical events are covered, briefs combat slants and the CL7 regeneration process. The SPO covers Brigade Support Area, BSA, Forward Logistics Element, FLE, Field Trains Command Post, FTCP, Combat Trains Command Post, CTCP, and any logistics resupply point, LRP, locations. The SPO briefs the distribution method, who is getting what, when, where, and how. The battalion XOs brief the scheme of maneuver for their task force. This portion has a tendency to go long, so it is important for them to just give an overview appropriate to the sustainment discussion. The battalion S4s and forward support company FSE commanders brief classes of supply on hand and needed at each phase of the operation based on logistics estimates they have already conducted. Casualty Medical Evacuation, CASEVAC, Medevac Phase. The surgeon briefs the overall CASEVAC plan, discusses ground and air evacuation capabilities, anticipated bands of casualties, and possible friction points in the medical support plan. The Brigade S1 briefs casualty estimates and personnel replacement operations. The Battalion Medical Officers, Meadows, brief Main Aid Station, MASS, and Forward Aid Station, FAS, locations and responsibilities, and both standard and non-standard evacuation platform capacity, casualty collection point, CCP locations, and actions from the point of injury to CCPs and Roll 1s. The BSB commander briefs the Roll 2 location, along with ambulance exchange point, AXP locations, capabilities, and triggers to provide and shift support. The XO discusses air medevac prioritization and allocation. Ongoing. The XO conducts injects throughout the rehearsal to test the reaction of the sustainment planners and executors. Final remarks. The BSB commander ends the rehearsal with closing comments emphasizing the timely and accurate turn-in of logistics status logstat reports. Remember, it is acceptable to find shortfalls and problems at the rehearsal. That is its overarching purpose. Resolve them on the spot. If the problem requires too much time, put it aside for resolution following the rehearsal. Keys to success. Last opportunity for shared understanding prior to mission execution. Conduct before, during, or after brigade car. Cover all classes of supply and services. Sequence by phase and task force, similar to CAR. Execute in 90 minutes or less. Scripted event, but not read verbatim. Consider noise, generators, vehicles, aircraft, etc., and security constraints. Common issues identified from the past. Leaders saying the right words, but never grasping the meaning of those words in terms of time, location, and method of resupply. Rehearsal devolves into brigade leadership merely having a sustainment discussion that achieves little more than marginal levels of services support coordination. Sustainment rehearsal occurs late in the preparation process, and much of the resupply has already occurred, which may cause the rehearsal to be overcome by events, or the only meaningful function remaining to rehearse is the CASAVAC-MEDEVAC plan.